Dubai Eye
103.8. Now, for those listening yesterday, you will have heard us talking about fake news, spotting fake news. The very phrase fake news, coined and popularised by Donald Trump in the lead up to the 2016 US elections. And now it's become a real problem that it's spotting fake news. It has become something that is much more in demand, such that to such an extent it's now been included in the IB curriculum. IB students will now be taught how to spot fake news. To tell us more about this and how it will be incorporated into the IB curriculum is James McDonald. James is the head of IB and VP Education at GEMS Education. James, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Digital society is what the course is going to be called. What will it cover?
Well, it's actually a course that's been around for about 20 years, but it's almost being rebranded and updated completely. It was formerly called Information Technology in a Global Society. And funnily enough, 20 years ago when I started teaching, I was actually teaching the pilot for that course. So now I'm a leader, but I was a teacher in this course way back when, and I think this is an incredibly relevant update, especially for this generation of students. So the basic course is looking at the impact of technology within society. In some respects, it's a little bit of a sociology course, but of course now so much is influenced in society through digital means and social media and other types of media that are related to the internet. That's not the case from 30 years ago. And so we really do need to think about what type of education we're providing our students so they can thrive in future, because it's not the same education that we might have received when we were students.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Because for myself, yeah.
You mentioned there about critical thinking, and obviously critical thinking is something that's been taught by teachers to students for quite some time now. But obviously very dependent on the generation that they're growing up in. Given the fact that we are a generation, or we are living in a time where we are so dependent on media, on social media, on digital technology, is the way that we critically think changing?
I think that that's very well put, is that critical thinking is at the heart of a good education now. And one thing we've really seen shift is that a good education used to be about a lot of knowledge and content. Some of the most knowledgeable people were considered to be the most educated. Whereas now we're seeing a shift, and knowledge is still very important, and content in the curriculum is important, but it's how students think, how they're able to engage with material critically, and those skills around the educational process are much more important now. So a course like this digital society course is really a bit of a capstone on what should be an education that's been delving into these issues throughout. So the digital society course is towards the end of a student's K through 12 journey. But in our top IB schools, like GEMS International School, GEMS World Academy, we are dealing with these issues much earlier. As early as, you know, 6 and 7 year olds are delving into some of these websites and seeing which website's more authentic than the other, which one can I rely upon. So this is really building on almost a spiral of curriculum that's developing skills in students.
Interesting problem for us to have, and obviously one that you're addressing at the moment, because we're asking students, younger generations, to think more carefully about the media that they are growing up around at the moment, the media that they will be growing up with. But are we, as the teachers, as the educators, as an older generation, are we being sort of left behind in knowing how to deal with critical thinking and this skill at the moment, how to spot fake news?
I think that's a very valid point, because our students are active in a world that as adults, we're not necessarily spending as much time in. So for instance, the Instagram world. So what are students seeing there that maybe the adults and the teachers in the room aren't a part of that world during their off hours? How are we connecting with the students? And I think one thing as a teacher that I get pretty excited about, when you include something like fake news as part of the content of a course, you've got an incredibly rich discussion point that is so relevant to students' lives that you can design projects around it, that you are able to delve a little bit into that realm that they're so familiar with, and you're compelled to go there through the curriculum and start bringing those student voices into the class in a very authentic way. Because those students know things, and they're seeing things out in that world, and they're able to relate some of the skills that you're teaching them into their own lives immediately. This isn't sort of a future investment. It's something they can use as soon as they leave that class in order to be sort of better, what we would call digital citizens.
We are using all sorts of phrases at the moment in the gig economy that is developing around us. Artificial intelligence, AI, is obviously one of those that is very much a part of the algorithms of media, algorithm being another as well. Given the fact that AI is upon us and AI will only become more influential to everything we do in our lives, be it journalism or otherwise, is that a concern for you moving forward?
I think, again, a great point, because the algorithms are written by people. And those algorithms are designed in such a way to replicate some of the thinking that people would have done previously. Keep in mind, computer used to be a job category. It's now referred to as a thing, but it used to be a job category. And these computers, through AI, are doing thinking on behalf of people. What's critical for students to understand is how those algorithms work and how there may be inherent biases in them, and how they are helping to shape the information that students are exposed to and general society. The more understanding there can be about how these algorithms work, the better sort of digital global citizens our students will become. And this is only going to become more and more important. One thing we say in our schools, if you're preparing kids to do something that a computer can do now or is going to be able to do in future, you're really just preparing them to be replaced by computers. We need to focus on some of the creativity, some of this critical thinking, the communication. These are areas where humans will always have that advantage, at least in the immediate decades to follow. And we need to really be guiding our educational systems towards those things and less towards the stuff that AI is already capable of doing and is going to become increasingly better at doing.
Digital society, obviously, the new development in the coursework that you're talking about there as part of the IB program. Is this something that will be part of the curriculum immediately, or will this be phased in, James?
Well, it's phased into part of what's called the IB diploma. So there's six courses the students would take, and digital society is one of those options. A requirement within the IB diploma is also something called theory of knowledge. It's a little bit like a philosophy course, but we challenge students to think about ways of knowing. So, for instance, how an artist knows something to be true may be different than an engineer and different than someone in the finance world. And when you start unpacking that in the different disciplines that we have within our schools and more broadly in university and in life, how do we know something is true? And so we challenge students systematically through the IB diploma and, of course, earlier on in our IB programs to think about ways they know something to be true. And, of course, fake news may be in the media right now, but it is something that's been around for quite a while where there's been issues around reliability of sources. And we want to give kids skills for that.
James, really appreciate your time this afternoon, I should say. Thank you so much indeed for taking time to explain it more to us. Great and new initiative from all those developing the IB and great initiative from Team at GEMS Education as well. James, thank you very much indeed.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.